There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We've just been playing The Lost Word. Here it is in case you missed me playing.
The Lost Word.
Why your could be killing you.
So far, we've had guesses from Robbie, from Zena, and from Danny. Danny, you thought it was...
Air conditioning.
Zena thought it was... Was it mobile? What did you think it was? Mobile? Sorry, Zena, I'll give you a bit of volume there.
Deodorant. I swear I saw an article about that.
Robbie
thought it was mobile phone. That's kind of Robbie's standard answer, though. Okay. So let's not read too much into that, everyone. But if you do have a better answer, text in 4001 via the free messaging app. Already having a giggle at some of the answers coming through. A lot of you seem to think it's your wife, which is it's quite mean, Danny.
It is, but it's...
Not your wife, Danny.
Obviously, obviously not mine. Yeah. And I'd never say that about mine. Of course, you know. We've had a couple actually saying wife as well, haven't we? So I don't know what that really says about their relationship. But anyway, plenty of other guesses coming in on 4001. Barat saying job could be killing you there. Texting whilst driving. That's a very actually serious one as well. Mobile phone and another one. Dr. Carthy supporting Robbie's suggestion.
Ego from Barat as well. That's quite a funny one. Chandan also thinks it's a phone. Sam thinks it's a toothbrush. Microwave. What, another wife? Why do so many people think it's their wife? That's really, really mean. Pitbull Terrier. David thinks it is. Bhaskar thinks it's being overweight. Quite a lot. And another word that I can't quite pronounce. But yes.
I'm not even going to try that one. No.
Well... Nobody's got it right today. Sometimes people get it right, and I'm glad no one's gone and used a search engine to get the correct answer this time, because you're only cheating yourself when you do that, Danny, you see. Well,
do we get clues, though?
No.
No.
You don't get a clue. I'm just going to tell you what it is now. So it's bad temper. Why your bad temper could be killing you. Apparently, a third of people polled say they have a close friend or family member who has trouble controlling their anger, and 1 in 10 admits having a problem with their temper. And apparently, researchers from Iowa State University found that angry men, angry men aged 20 to 40 were 1.5 times more likely to be dead 35 years later than those who are calmer. Scientists believe this is due to a number of factors linking stress to physiological damage. The frequent release of adrenaline during periods of stress damages DNA, which could lead to life-threatening illnesses.
Interesting, yeah. It makes sense as well. I suppose your blood pressure rises, doesn't it, when you get angry, when you get frustrated. So maybe just if you're one of those people, just take a breath. Your life is on the line.
Try and take it a bit easier. A few late entrants I didn't get time to read. Rohan thought it was good looks. Winston thought it was your home. And Peter thought it was kids. I can see where he's coming from, leading to the temper.
Which is therefore leading to the kind of issues that you just mentioned.
Well, you're a new dad. Are you feeling stressed?
Oh, not at all. But he's only 6 months old.
Yeah.
But I never can with him anyway. He just that look he gives me.
Melts your heart.
Oh, that's the danger for me, genuinely. Every single time I see him.
So your son's made you relaxed?
Yeah,
not more
absolutely.
Stressed out. Give it a few years. When he's saying, Dad, can I do this? Dad, can I do that? Then maybe you'll have a very different answer for us.
I think it'll probably be me and him doing that and stressing Gemma, his mum, out. That's the plan anyway.
Fingers crossed.
Trending today.
So, going to get straight into trending today, Danny. And I did promise you that I had something for you today.
Yep.
So, you know, stay tuned, because one of these, I wonder if Zena will be able to guess which one of these trending items is particularly aimed at Danny. So I'll go through trending. Mm-hmm. And once you hear something that you think is Danny related, then just give a little cheer,
sure.
Zena, okay? Okay, first one. Boxer Amir Khan, he's quite a famous boxer around the world. He has gone into a television programme that's based in Australia, where you have creepy crawlies all over you, and you do lots of tasks and challenges, and you're in the jungle. It's basically, what's it called? I'm a celebrity,
get me out of here. It's broadcast in Britain, isn't it, but they film it.
Yeah, and
Australia.
I think they have a few of them around the world, so some contestants, I think there's TV shows around the world, but that one in particular is one that's based in the UK. Okay, now Amir Khan is a boxer. He's supposed to be tough, strong, not frightened of anything, and also been in the headlines quite a lot recently, not for boxing, but for just sort of family drama, shall we say.
Yep.
Well, this first thing is a television station in the UK have gone to Amir Khan's house to watch his family watch him on this program. So his wife and his family, who were apparently estranged for quite some time, are all sat there watching Amir take part in the jungle.
Oh! It's not you.
Yeah!
You know something, it's like when he goes and fights on his tent, you know, because if he gets picked for a challenge, you know, we want to see and we hope he does well.
We were so happy to see him on TV and go on the show, because we want people to see the real, you know, Amir that we know. And he's just that humble, sweet guy.
Of course we want him to win, you know what I mean? I don't see why not. And you know something, all the public, you can see on his Twitter account and his, you know, on his social media, the way the people are making comments, where the same people used to be so negative against him before, and now they've seen the real Amir and they realise, you know something, we were wrong about him.
So I think the hope is Amir Khan in the jungle with some snakes and creepy crawlies, and, you know, they survive on not much food and stuff, Zina. So this has had quite a lot of views because it's just something that people, the gossip columns, never thought we'd see. The wife and the family back together, but also people just want to see him suffer on this programme, Zina. It's awful.
It's awful, but I would watch that programme.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because that sounds a little bit like another kind of reality TV show that's over in the UK called Gogglebox.
Yeah.
Where there's cameras set up in people's living rooms, just like kind of regular people, and filming them watching TV shows. I know they've had some celebrity ones.
Yeah, they have Gogglebox in Australia as well. They have an Australian one. So yeah, that's kind of quite a popular thing. Well, this second one is a trailer. If you're a fan of Pitch Perfect, are you a fan of Pitch Perfect, the film?
I've seen the first one.
Yeah, well, they've got the third and final installment of the Pitch Perfect. And instead of a normal trailer, they've decided to release a riff-off. So the girls, we see the girls, the Bard and Bellas, I think they're called, in at a contest, because they've all grown up now. They've left university and they needed a hook for the film, I think. So we see them not at university, not sure what they're doing, but basically they get involved in a riff-off.
We're the Bellas, formerly of Barden University and currently of Life.
You guys just sing other people's songs, right?
Think what I'm thinking.
What do you think?
A riff-off!
A riff-off!
What is a riff-off?
A riff-off is a little game that we like to play. Mm-hmm. We start with a beat.
Go, ladies!
I'm coming up, so you gotta get this party started.
Danny, is that something that you'd be interested in watching?
Not especially, no.
I said
appeal.
I had something for you on trending today.
Well, Amir Khan could have been one. You know, intimate boxing, interviewed him a couple of times, so that certainly isn't it anyway.
Okay.
Isn't a riff anyway? Isn't that like a kind of repeated kind of tune that you play either on a piano or a guitar? I'm not questioning you. I'm just asking a question. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah. Well, the trailer's the riff off, the newly released riff off. It's got some quite famous actors in. Hayley Steinfeld's in there, Rebel Wilson, Anna Kendrick. But yeah, if you're into that kind of thing, I think it'd be popular. But that had a phenomenal 3 million views in less than 12 hours. So
wow.
Super viral. I guess people are expecting a sneak peek of the plot, but I mean, the plot is in that film. They sing. That's kind of it.
Well, just about the Amir Khan trending. That was very interesting. That was very Danny Norton. But I think Danny would argue that if you were stuck in a jungle, why eat creepy crawlers when you could eat some plants?
Exactly.
That's true. The plants were
might not make
friend.
As much as good a viewing, though. Could it? You know, have this leaf as opposed to have this scorpion.
Okay.
Not that I'm advocating for that, of course. But yeah.
Final thing for today from trending is something I don't know if Danny would be interested in this one, actually. This is basically about Steven Gerrard. Since retiring from football, Steven Gerrard has been a pundit on a sports channel, and he's celebrating a year in the role. And this video has had something phenomenal, like a million views in less than a day. And I'm pretty certain, Zina, all of these views were Danny Norton.
Stevie was getting so excited, he started singing the Manet song. Would you like to give a rendition? Or?
Oh, Manet, Manet.
I was lucky at Liverpool having Cara, because Cara was a voice and he was a noise. And I think we bounced off each other really well. So I think a big part of my captaincy was having Cara as my rock. And if you both progress, how much would you relish testing yourself against Mr. Klopp on your old team in Liverpool?
It must be paying you to say that, Stevie.
I was obsessed, moving people out the way and
just going into training in my car, obsessed to be the best player in training every single day. And if I didn't, I'd go home and think about it and try and do it again the next day.
Oh, so, what a guy.
So, Danny, were those 1 million views in 12 hours, were they all Danny Norton?
No, but
the next
1 million over the next 24 hours might possibly be.
So, you know, could you understand anything that man was saying?
Nope, zero. Sorry, Danny.
So don't you understand me either?
What did you say?
Hey.
Sorry.
Drive Live. Have your say.
Text 4001 or message us for free on the Dubai iMessenger app.
It's just gone 10 to 7. You're listening to Drive Live with NLT and Danny Norton. Danny Norton has the unenviable task of stepping in for Tim, not only through the show, but just for the music scoop, which I have to say is probably the hardest part.
It is, absolutely, because, yeah, I mean, Tim, when it comes to the music, he's a guru, isn't
yeah.
he? He's a bit of a music anorak.
He knows his stuff.
I'm not really, but, you know, but it's I can only try my best, can't I, anyway, so let's give it a go.
Just to reassure Shabir, who's texting and thinks, Michelle left yesterday, Tim's left today, I'm not getting rid of them all, I promise. Tim is just off getting in touch with his inner millennial, shall we say. He will be back tomorrow,
social media
don't worry.
Training. I like the text we got in earlier on, which was describing him going to social media training like taking a horse to water.
Well, I think he's going to drink it.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's quite open-minded, but yeah, I'm fascinated to check out his social media pages over the next few days, see if it's actually made a difference.
We'll see. So, Danny, today's music scoop.
Yes. Okay, so we're going to start off in 1991 when Nirvana recorded a performance for the BBC music show called Top of the Pops in London on this day. They were asked to lip-sync their song Smells Like Teen Spirit to a pre-recorded tape. But Kurt Cobain wasn't too impressed by the request, so he protested by changing some of the lyrics, trying to eat the microphone halfway through the performance, and singing an octave lower. Now, Cobain later said he was imitating Morrissey from The Smiths, who previously carried out a very similar protest. That was 1991. A year later, on the same day, Whitney Houston started a record-breaking 14-week run at number one in the US singles chart with this cover of a song written by Dolly Parton. I love the passion you're putting into that, NLT. I love what you're going for it.
My lip-syncing performance, I know.
Wonderful.
Do you know who put in an incredible performance of that song recently?
Go on.
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell?
Yeah, he was given an honorary doctorate in, I think it was the University of Southern California, and he was tasked with giving the speech to the students. And, you know, it's sort of a motivational speech, and, you know, you're supposed to tell stories about how difficult you found it in life, and he found a way. He just sang that song.
Okay.
At the end, it's
in,
worth
in the
watching.
Whitney Houston style, or the more kind of relaxed,
no,
kind of
Whitney
Dolly Parton.
Houston style. Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna have to
he
check
really
that
went
out.
For it, and he sang the whole song. It was so awkward. We had it on trending a while ago, but it was so awkward.
Okay, I'm going to go and check that one out. Okay, the next one. The singer, songwriter, and composer Randy Newman was born on this day in 1943. He's worked mostly as a film composer, in particular for Disney Pixar, writing the scores for the Toy Story films, for Monsters, Inc., Cars, many, many more as well. But he was once hailed as the greatest songwriter alive by no other than Paul McCartney. But his best known song is probably this one. Mama told me not to come. Oh Lord, Mama told me not to come. She said that ain't the way I've been. No. Okay, so that was Mama's Told Me Not to Come, if you hadn't guessed by the lyrics there, by Randy Newman, who was born this day in 1943. It was written for Eric Burdon in 1966, but performed there by Three Dog Night, who took it to the top of the charts in 1970. Finally, we started with the segment with a live performance, and we'll end out with one as well, because it was on this day in 1974 that John Lennon made his last ever concert appearance when he joined Elton John on stage at Madison Square Garden in New York. The pair performed three songs together, Whatever Gets You Through the Night, I Saw Her Standing There, and this one here.
Picture yourself in a boat. somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green, towering over your head. Look for the girl
is, of course, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, performed by Elton John and John Lennon, who made his final concert appearance on this day in 1974.
That's it from Drive Live today. I've been NLT Danny Norton. It's been a pleasure.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.